from Cap Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Today is the day. Ballots are now being mailed out to voters, and we're 1 month away from the June primary, with high-profile contests for governor and other statewide offices, as well as down-ballot races, like a number of seats on the Sacramento City Council. Three sitting council members are facing challengers, while a fourth is running unopposed. And these elections come as the city of Sacramento is facing a number of ongoing issues, from a projected $66 million budget deficit to the ongoing crisis of homelessness. Cap Radio local government reporter Riley Palmer joins us with an update on where the races stand. Hey, Riley.
Hi, happy to be here.
So before we dive into all the candidates and the races, what are the powers and responsibilities of a Sacramento City Council member?
City Council members are responsible for advocating for the needs of their constituents based on district lines within the city. Each of Sacramento's eight districts have an average of about 66,000 people in them. They also have input on important decisions that come before council, such as getting a final say on development around town and probably most notably how the city spends its annual city budget, which has a direct impact on services for residents as well as city employees.
And the city is facing several challenges. I mean, most notable is that budget deficit as well as the ongoing homelessness crisis. So where do things stand?
So on the whole, Sacramento is dealing with a $66.2 million structural budget deficit. The city has been saying that this is because the cost of things the city pays for is increasing faster than their revenue sources, which creates that structural imbalance. These would be things like, for example, construction contracts for new developments and the prices of materials, as well as labor costs with city employees and just general economic conditions. The city has also taken a more proactive role in addressing homelessness in the city, which has traditionally been the job of counties because they're tasked with managing health and human service programs. That means that the city of Sacramento is putting more money to something they haven't had to in previous years. The city is also anticipating that they'll get less state funding through what is called the Homelessness and Housing Assistance and Prevention Grant Program, which means more of the burden of financing homeless shelters and other services will fall onto their direct budget.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there are 66,000 residents per district. One district is not like the other. So how do these umbrella bigger issues differ across the districts in Sacramento?
Yeah, I mean, depending on the district, they can differ considerably. The council's job is to work together collaboratively across the district to address these top priorities, which right now, and as we just spoke of one, housing and homelessness, but the other ones they've identified are things like economic development and public safety. But like you mentioned, there are some districts that have more specific concerns. Certain parts of the city just have certain problems. For instance, in North Sacramento, more specifically like District 2 in the Del Paso Heights region, they have more concerns about infrastructure and homelessness versus, say, District 7, which is made up of neighborhoods like The Pocket, Green Haven, and Curtis Park. These are traditionally looked at as more affluent, and they're pretty built out. So the constituents in those areas just have different concerns.
All right, well, let's hone in on the District 1 race. What area is District 1?
So District 1 is most known as being North Natomas, but it also covers the neighborhood of Robla. It's also a particularly interesting area because it's still being developed. So whoever leads the district will be in a position to potentially make significant differences to the future of Natomas.
Yeah, it's on the way to the airport.
Yeah.
You know, the SMF. So the incumbent council member, Lisa Kaplan, how long has she been in office and what does her track record look like?
So Lisa Kaplan's been in office since 2022, and her current priorities haven't really changed much since she took office. Kaplan has been pretty outspoken about public safety, housing affordability, and the city's budget. In recent months, though, she's been a bit of a polarizing force on the dais, largely over the issue of homelessness. In October, Sacramento's Mayor Kevin McCarty unveiled his 6-point plan to address homelessness, which included dispersing tiny home shelters known as micro communities, each with 40 units on them, all throughout the city. And Kaplan initially proposed a site on Arena Boulevard when the conversation was starting, which borders her district and Karina Talamantes' District 3. But after community opposition, she changed her tune. And here's what she had to say about that when I asked her during our election interview.
I always say, don't you want to have an elected official that has an idea, but then when they get facts and information, is willing to keep an open mind and say,
sure.
Maybe we should switch. Maybe this isn't a good idea. And so that's where I've come out in support of the community in opposition.
So overall, does Councilmember Kaplan think the city is going in the right direction?
I think it depends on the topic, but in general, she's been critical of how the city has been spending its money and has been questioning the amount of money going towards homelessness initiatives and if it's the best use of it, which she also brought up in the interview.
Each one of these micro communities, which the city manager has authority for each contract to spend $5 million without council authority, her normal city manager authority is $250,000. So there's a disconnect. We have that $66 million deficit. We are going to be approving employee contracts, which are going to give raises, which is going to increase our deficit. That $3.5 million and more, that is for other sites throughout the city.
Who are some of her key endorsements?
So she's getting endorsements from the California Apartment Association, Assemblymember Maggie Krell, and Sacramento's Metropolitan Chamber.
All right. Well, she does have challengers. So let's start off with Jennifer Chawla. What's her background?
So Jen Chawla is a former investigative specialist with the FBI and has lived in North Natomas for around 15 years. She originally immigrated to California from New Delhi, India, as a toddler. And this is her first time running for office, but she's a pretty active community member. She's currently the vice president of the North Natomas Community Foundation.
So what are her priorities?
In my interviews with Chawla, she said that she feels the district needs a change in leadership and also that she is well-equipped to represent her community while also advocating for what's right in Sacramento at large. Her priorities are pretty similar to Kaplan's. Here's what she said to me.
The issues we need to address in District 1 are safety and security, economic development, and housing and transportation. And those are the things that I plan on focusing on starting day one.
What's interesting is that Mayor Kevin McCarty endorsed Chawla. Did that come as a surprise?
Yeah, I mean, McCarty and Lisa Kaplan have had some public disagreements on the dais when it comes to those things like homelessness, as we've heard. And it's not a total shock, but I do also believe that it's interesting he chose not to endorse the incumbent and instead back a first-time candidate. McCarty has also donated the max amount an individual can donate to a campaign to Chawla's, which is $2,200. And then also some other key endorsements for Chawla include Assemblymember Stephanie Nguyen, District 1 Supervisor candidate Flo Jean Kofer as well.
All right. So the other candidate in this race is Venkat Mechneni. What's his background?
This is also Mechneni's first time running for office. He is a software engineer for the state and a longtime Natomas resident. He immigrated from India to Washington, D.C. in 2001, but has lived in Natomas for about two decades. Mechneni is a part of the North Natomas Community Coalition and formerly served as the president of the Indian Association of Sacramento. Here's Mechneni discussing his priorities.
My priorities are addressed to my District 1. I'm looking to most safer neighborhood and resolve the homelessness. And my third priority is improve small business in my district.
Mechneni has received a few donations from local businesses, such as local restaurant Namaste Natomas and a software company called TechNet Inc., which is based out of the Sacramento region.
All right, let's move now to District 5. Which neighborhoods are part of District 5?
Oak Park is probably the most well-known neighborhood in District 5, but the region also includes Hollywood Park, parts of Valley High, and Meadowview.
So the current council member is Katie Maple. Tell us about her track record.
Katie Maple has been in her role since 2022. Outside of her council duties, she works in government and public affairs. And prior to being on the council, she worked as a legislative advocate and most notably worked in animal rights and cannabis.
So what are her top priorities as council member?
Her top priorities are affordable housing, homelessness, economic development, and general affordability. On the council, Maple's usually one of the most outspoken members on homelessness and creating more collaboration amongst the local governments in the region to combat it. And during our election interview, when it came to economic development, she brought up a few ideas in District 5 that I thought were pretty unique, one of which would be to allow companies to rent out the Sacramento Executive Airport to test drones as a way to garner more revenue in the region.
So the big thing is there are these companies that are building these and they need places to do research and development. And a lot of cities don't necessarily make it easy to do that. So my thought is let's partner with these companies. Let's find these because a lot of these companies are using older, smaller airports in other parts of the state and the U.S. And I'm like, this is a prime location to maybe talk to some of these companies, bring them in, see if they're willing to do this. Like, this is the future. Sacramento needs to be investing in that.
Some of her key endorsements include the Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber, Sacramento Central Labor Council, and State Senator Angelique Ashby.
So she does have some challengers. So how are they trying to set themselves apart?
Yeah, so Maple is up against former Deputy Sheriff Henry Harry and State Analyst Santiago Morales, both who would be new to office and currently don't come with any notable endorsements. Harry grew up in Mississippi and is lived a good amount of his life in the Bay Area before moving to Oak Park in 2006. Here's a peek at his priorities.
The key issues in District 5 for me is bringing in light industrial manufacturing, additional law enforcement officers through our Level 2 Reserve program that I want to implement. Lastly, making sure that residents in that area get the first shot at housing that is developed in that area.
Santiago Morales, the other candidate, grew up in Sacramento and previously worked in the education sector for the California Student Aid Commission and the Community College Chancellor's Office. Here's what he described as his key priorities.
Some of the key issues that I want to focus on in District 5 is neighborhood safety and public order, cleanliness, better maintained neighborhoods and parks, the homeless issues, solutions that are compassionate and practical. More housing options that fit the community.
All right, now let's move to District 7. So which neighborhoods does this cover?
Yeah, rapid fire. District 7 includes the neighborhoods of The Pocket, Green Haven, Land Park, and Curtis Park.
So tell us about the incumbent council member, Rick Jennings.
Yeah, so Rick Jennings is the longest serving member of the current city council and has been representing District 7 since 2014. Outside of council, he runs a nonprofit called Centers for Fathers and Families that focuses on breaking generational trauma in Black and brown families. Most of Jennings' district is built out and is usually associated with the more affluent community members whose concerns differ, as I mentioned earlier. One of Jennings' more recent wins in District 7 includes the completion of the Del Rio Trail, which faced some construction setbacks. Recently, Jennings has come out in strong support of the current city initiatives, such as the micro-communities for unhoused seniors, and has been struggling to find city-owned land that would work well for a 40-unit tiny home site in his district.
I keep looking, and right, my next step is to go to our churches who have land and see if they will partner with us to be able to not pay for the land, but have the housing on the land. And ultimately, one day when we solve the housing problem, my goal would be if they want to use that housing for their congregation, then that would be another way to help us out and then help them out at the same time.
Some of his key endorsements include Mayor Kevin McCarty, State Senator Angelique Ashby, and almost the entirety of the city council.
All right, well, let's take a look at his challengers.
Yeah, so his challengers include political newcomer and Caltrans planner Scott Lau and former Stockton city attorney Mark Velasquez. Lau, 34, grew up in District 7 and says his priorities lie in affordability and using his background in planning to create a safer Sacramento.
My priorities are improving public safety through proactive infrastructure like better lighting and visibility, making everyday life more affordable by bringing services and transit closer to residents, and supporting small businesses by activating vacant spaces and creating safer, more vibrant neighborhoods.
The third challenger, Mark Velasquez, has worked in local government for 2 decades. He moved to Sacramento 12 years ago to attend McGeorge School of Law. And here's a bit about his priorities.
I'd like to address safety, and I'm talking about safe routes to schools. I want to talk about affordability, including a cost-effective burial option in the form of a public cemetery district, homelessness, and of course, quality of life, maintaining the great, wonderful spaces that we have in Curtis Park and Land Park.
Thank you so much, Riley. Rapid fire for Sacramento City Council seats.
Yes, of course. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And that is Cap Radio local government reporter Riley Palmer. We've been diving into the Sacramento City Council races, which will be on the ballot in June. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. We're back in just a moment.